Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer to Help Us Pray Without Ceasing by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. With the invention of smartphones and these often anti-social media apps, we now can be quite distracted and ignore the reality right in front of our faces at any given moment of every single day. Many people have lost the art of communication because there really isn't any need to actually talk out loud to people anymore. It's all about texting instead of calling. We use emojis instead of an emotional face-to-face conversation. Or we post Insta updates like engagements or the birth of a new baby instead of waiting to share that news in person, especially to close friends and family members. I strongly dislike finding out important things through Facebook first. Don't you? We can't even sit in a 20-minute car ride without grabbing for our device of distraction. My husband knows how guilty I am of this one. And recently, I discovered that existing behind my phone's keyboard hasn't just affected my relationships with other people, but with God. Are we so connected to our devices that we're neglecting to connect with the Lord? How much time am I spending on my phone? I wonder if communicating in text messages is a big reason why my prayer life seems like it's on life support sometimes. But see, you can't just text God. He wants to hear from his children. Because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, he tore the veil that separated sinful man from the holy and righteous one. Jesus made a way for me to approach God as my Father. What a beautiful, life-changing truth. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray in Matthew chapter 6, he told them to begin with "Our Father." Prayer's personal, because the Father longs to have a personal relationship with his children. He wants us to come to him constantly with our concerns, our burdens, our joys, and our requests. At the end of his first letter to the Church of Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul gives a simple reminder to the Thessalonians and to us about joy, thankfulness, and prayer. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Just like all our relationships in life are affected by verbal communication, we're forming our relationship with the Lord with every conversation we have with him, and we should constantly be lifting our gaze and our voices to him. This means that as we go about our day, we should remember to stay connected to the vine, as it says in John 15, abiding in him, knowing that we must remain dependent on him for all things, and be thankful and content for his new mercies every single day. The distractions are endless throughout the day, and it's so easy for our eyes and minds to become focused on lesser temporal things. This isn't to say that we ignore all of our daily earthly responsibilities to go sit in our prayer closet. What it means is we continually seek God in the midst of responsibilities, remembering he's the one who gives us the grace to accomplish the tasks before us. His sovereign hand is always guiding us as his beautiful providence unfolds. And we should be careful not to get caught up in our own plans and goals, that we neglect coming to him first. Constant communication with the Lord will rebuild and strengthen our confidence and trust in the Lord as we learn to lean upon him in all things. rejoicing always and remaining thankful for another day, we get continual chances to know Him through His Word and glorify His name in all we say and do. Let's ask the Lord to help us throw off the distractions that would keep us from that glorious partnership with Him. Let's pray. Father God, there can be such a blessing that comes from technology and being able to connect with other people all over the world in just a moment. But this blessing can also become a major distraction from something so much better. Staying connected to You. Lord, I repent for neglecting to keep our communication a top priority and instead allowing an electronic device to become a hindrance to the spiritual discipline of prayer. You call us to never cease from praying, meaning that we should continually look to You every moment of the day. I lift my gaze to You, knowing that's where my help comes from. I lift up my voice to You, knowing that You incline Your ear to me as Your child. Thank You, Jesus, for making a way for me to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. May I never take that relationship for granted. Help me by Your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to remember to keep prayer a daily, moment-by-moment lifeline to my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.